Please pray this prayer after me. Lord, open my eyes to see your truth. Open my ears to hear your truth. Open my mind to receive your truth. Open my heart to keep your truth. Let me be a doer of your word, not a hearer only. Let me bring forth much fruit to the praise and glory of God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Speak, Lord. I will listen and obey. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. For today's meditation, the Spirit of the Lord just gave me the word, so we are going to go to Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to read from verse 31, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31. I'm going to read from the New King James Version. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. I want to read it again. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. I want to read it one more time, as the Holy Spirit wants me to. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. When you look at this scripture, you see the important things that the Holy Spirit has inscribed here in the New Testament. In this chapter of faith, in Hebrews 11, God has inscribed Rahab's name and Rahab's past in it. Though God wipes away our sins and he doesn't remember it anymore, he does point out his work of power and his work of grace in the lives of those who chose to obey him. Rahab was an immoral woman. She was a harlot. And she was a harlot in a pagan land. Whether someone is a harlot in a pagan land or in Israel, it makes a difference though when someone knows the Lord. The Bible says they'll be stoned to death. Rahab was a person who lived an evil lifestyle, a wicked lifestyle there. The whole land was already polluted. And if you look at what God commanded in his word, especially if you look at Leviticus and Deuteronomy, God will specifically say the sins, mention the sins of the people in the land of Canaan. It was horrible. And this was the society that she was in. But something happens here. The good news comes here, that there is a God in this world who is bigger than whatever they worshipped, who is stronger than their king, the army, and this God is the God of the Hebrews, and this God had power over everything, and this God will wipe out all those who would continue in their wickedness. There's judgment coming to these people. There's judgment, the judgment of God that is coming towards the Canaanites there, the Amorites there, the Perizzites there, the Hittites there. God gave a whole bunch of nations and he told the people of Israel, wipe them out and then inhabit the land. God didn't simply tell them, just go and wipe them out because I just wanted to take over the land. God is not an unjust God. He very clearly mentions in Leviticus that, look, these were the sins that all these people did. And this is the reason why I'm wiping them out. This is the reason why the land is vomiting them out. The land will not bear them anymore. And this is the reason why they will not be there anymore. However, you, the people of God, when you go and occupy that land I'm giving you, make sure you don't copy their ways. Make sure you don't live like them. And God gives a whole bunch of things to let them know, look, these were the things, these were the sins that these people did. You don't do that. If you do that, the same judgment that fell upon these pagan lands will fall upon you as well. And this land that I gave you will vomit you out. So God made it very clear. God is never unjust. He gave plenty of time, you know, for these people to repent. And now God is sending his people. When the judgment of God is coming, it comes after a long time. God is slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Only after that, he takes action. Because he always waits to see if the rebellious would repent. In this kind of a situation, where Rahab was one among those who were going to perish, Rahab escaped the judgment of God because she chose to not follow the rest of the crowd. She chose not to go with what the rest of the people said. Yes, she was a harlot. But there came a point in her life where she said, I know that this God is real. I know that the God of the Hebrews is real. I know that he is going to wipe us all out. And I don't want to be destroyed with the rest of the people here. I want to be saved. I want my family to be saved. And what did she do? She trusted in the God of the Hebrews. And she chose to do something different than the rest of the people in her land chose to. And the Bible says, having faith in God, she received the spies with peace. So when the spies came there, she received them with peace. We have to understand, God's hand was over the people of Israel in sending them as spies to spy Canaan. And as these people went, God led them. And while they were returning, God led them. God did not lead them to anyone else's house, but God led them to Rahab the harlot's house, because he saw that she had faith. Yes, she had fear. She had fear that she was going to be wiped out, her family was going to be wiped out. But she also had faith that if I humble myself, if I do what I should do, then this God, he can receive me. He might receive me. This God, he might spare me. This God of the Hebrews. When she knew that the wrath of God is coming to her city, she had the wisdom to flee the wrath of God by placing a trust in the God of the Hebrews. There's a promise here that God wants to give to you this morning. When you place your faith in the God of the Hebrews, the mighty God, the great I am, Jehovah, a rock and a fortress, the Lord God Almighty. It takes one person in a family to not walk by sight, but walk by faith until you see it come to pass. It was Rahab's faith that brought the entire family, her family, out of destruction. She believed, and she believed, and she believed. She not only believed here, when she invited them into the house with teeth, but she believed when she made a way of escape for them. And she waited with expectation when the Hebrews would come here, when these Israelites would come here to take over our land. Even though the king and the entire nation did not bow down to Israel, Rahab was someone the entire time was having faith in God, saying, "This God will deliver me. He sent these people to my house. I know He will have mercy on me. He will have mercy on my family." We know Rahab the harlot was no more Rahab the harlot. Her life was totally changed. She became an Israelite, and she became the great grandmother, the one who was placed in the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through her line, David came. Through David's line, the Lord Jesus Christ came. The faith of Rahab is very important. Very important. Very important to note. Who is she? Someone who was despised. Who was she? Someone who had no hope. Who was she? Someone who had a lot of fear. But when the rest of her people died, Rahab and her family, because of Rahab's faith, all escaped. They all became God's people because of her faith. God is speaking to your hearts today. And when you continue to hold on to your integrity by placing your trust in the Almighty God, God will do what He has promised. That's what happened to Rahab. It was God's promise through the spies to Rahab to rescue her when Jericho would be destroyed. God kept His promise to Rahab that He made through the spies that He sent to her house. Our God is a very good God. Out of all the people who were destroyed, Rahab and her family escaped the judgment of God. You would intercede for your family and say, "Lord, when I get to heaven, I want to see all my loved ones there. I will not settle for anything less than this, Lord. I want to see every member of my family. Write the names of all those you're praying for and pray fervently." It is very important that you walk before God uprightly. God will bring salvation to all those whom you're praying if your walk is pleasing to God. You hold on to the fact that God hears you. He hears our prayers. He's faithful. So don't give up. Keep praying. Rahab brought them in with faith. She hid them there with faith. And she made them aware by faith, and she was waiting there to be rescued. She and her people, her relatives, they were all rescued because they placed their trust in God Almighty. I want to just take you to Joshua chapter 2. Now Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out two men from Acacia group to spy secretly, saying, "Go, view the land, especially Jericho." So they went and came to the house of a harlot named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, "Behold, men have come here tonight from the children of Israel to search out the country." So the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, "Bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered your house, for they have come to search out all the country." Then the woman took the two men and hid them. So she said, "Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from." And it happened, as the gate was being shut when it was dark, that the men went out. Where the men went, I do not know. Pursue them quickly, for you may overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof and hidden them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order on the roof. Then the men pursued them by the road to the Jordan, to the fords. And as soon as those who pursued them had gone out, they shut the gate. Now before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, "I know that the Lord has given you the land, that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted, neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. Now therefore, I beg you, swear to me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that you also will show kindness to my father's house and give me a true token and spare my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death." So the men answered her, "Our lives for your lives, if none of you tell this business of ours. And it shall be, when the Lord has given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with you." Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was on the city wall. She dwelt on the wall. And she said to them, "Get to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you. Hide there 3 days until the pursuers have returned. Afterward, you may go your way." So the men said to her, "We will be blameless of this oath of yours, which you have made us swear, unless, when we come into the land, you bind this line of scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down. And unless you bring your father, your mother, your brothers, and all your father's household to your own home. So shall it be that whoever goes outside the doors of your house into the street, his blood shall be on his own head, and we will be guiltless. And whoever is with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head if a hand is laid on him. And if you tell this business of ours, then we will be free from your oath which you have made us swear." Then she said, "According to your words, so be it." And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet cord in the window. Blessed be the Lord. When you read this chapter, you see how her entire land was shaken. They all saw what God did to the Amorites. They all saw that God was with the Israelites. They all saw what happened to King Sihon and Og. They've seen all these things, but they chose not to believe like how Rahab believed. Because of Rahab's faith in the Almighty God, she confesses that the God of the Hebrews is the God of heaven and earth. She put her faith in this God of the Hebrews. Her life changes very drastically. God saw her. He saw her heart. He saw her state. She didn't know any better. She lived in sin. But grace came to her. The grace of God was revealed to her. The grace of God was revealed to her family through her. It takes one person to come to God. It takes one person to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. It takes one person to do that which is needful. It takes one person to intercede and pray. It takes one person to tie the scarlet thread. It takes one person to talk to the rest of the family, to bring them in and keep them there so that they don't wander anywhere else. But they should survive. All that the spies said was in Rahab's hands now. She saw the grace of God and she laid hold of the grace of God and she took it for herself and for her family. See, she didn't say, oh, let me alone escape. Do this for me. Let me escape. No. She had the burden for her family. She said, please, my father, my mother, my brother, my sister, all these people, whoever belong to her, she's standing there interceding for them. What else did she do? You see her faith in action. She was not somebody who just talked, but she acted. When her life was threatened because of having these two men there, spies, who came, the two men that were sent on a mission by God through their leader, Joshua. She not only took them in by faith, she took a great risk by taking them in. But after the king knew about it, she had such faith in the God of the Hebrews that she did not fear the king of Jericho. If she would have panicked, if she would have feared, she would have thought, okay, let me just hand these two men to the king of Jericho. Right now, I want to live. What if by the time they would come back and me waiting for them is not going to work? This king of Jericho would kill me by then. So let me just tell him that, yes, you're right, he's here. I didn't know who these people were, and she'd make up a story and lie and betray these two people that she peacefully took inside her house. She had faith. True faith will have no fear. Her faith was in God, and she knew that the God of the Hebrews was much bigger than the king of Jericho. She placed her faith in that Almighty God. And because of that, she did not bow down to the threat that came through the king of Jericho. God was behind all of this. As she hid them, as she misled the king's men who came to her door to go the other way, God was behind all of this. And God directed Rahab as to what she needed to do because Rahab had the heart to obey God. And after she did that, She had the wisdom to request for herself and for her family. She placed her request through these two men to God Almighty. That I don't want to be that. I don't want to be someone who would die when I know that I had these two children of God right here in my house. I must ask them to have fever. I must ask them, and she had faith that if she would ask, they're going to say, okay, we're going to help you. She was a woman of faith. No wonder God put her in Hebrews 11. She did all of these things by faith. The Bible says, save yourself and your hearers. She was a wise woman who saved herself and her family. She had the faith. She had enough faith for herself and for her family. God is speaking to your hearts today. Do you have enough faith for yourself and for your family? Do you have enough faith to intercede and pray? Do you have enough faith to not bow down to the king of Jericho, Satan, that would come and say that, you know what? This is not going to happen. Your kids are not going to come back. Your marriage is not going to be restored. This is not going to happen. That's not going to happen. The king of Jericho will threaten. Satan will come after those whom God wants to deliver. But it's by faith. You escape the trap of the enemy. And you walk into the deliverance that God has for you. By faith. I want to read Hebrews 11, verse 31, one more time, and we're going to go into prayer. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. That's King James, New King James Version. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. What did she believe, and what did they not believe? What was the difference between Rahab and the rest of the people? Rahab really believed that God of the Hebrews was the God of the heavens and the earth. Rahab really believed that the God of the Hebrews is going to overthrow Jericho and give it to his people, the Israelites. What else did Rahab believe? Rahab believed that this God of the Hebrews is merciful, that she too can escape, her family too can escape the coming wrath if she would just do what she was told to do, which was not to tell anyone, which was to really close her mouth, which was to leave that scarlet thread, the rope hanging there. Whatever she was told by those two men of Israel, who were sent on an assignment to spy the land. She followed exactly what they told her to do. She didn't do her own thing, because she believed in the God of the Hebrews. The rest of the people saw what Israel did to the surrounding nations. The rest of the people saw how God dried out the Red Sea. But they didn't believe that Israel could overthrow them. They didn't believe that their God was powerful enough to overthrow them. They thought They can overcome. They can overpower. Even though their hearts were filled with fear, they did not believe like how Rahab believed. They thought, oh, no, they're going to come. But you know what? We got to do this. We got to do that. We got to do this. And yes, you know, by our might, we can overcome. But Rahab was not like that. She had faith. Enough faith. Strong faith. Unwavering faith. To save herself and her family. May God help us to be like Rahab in faith. Not to perish along with those who were disobedient. New American Standard Version says like this. By faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace. I like that better. It puts it out even clearer because faith equals obedience. True faith will obey. Because she believed, she did all those things. Because the rest of the people did not believe. They chose to go after the spies and not surrender to the God of the Hebrews. God is speaking to your hearts this morning. How strong is your faith? Where is your faith? Is your faith strong enough like this heathen woman, Rahab, who just had enough information for her to hold on to and believe in this God of the Hebrews? She didn't have everything that the Israelites had experienced or even saw. But to whatever extent she heard, she believed. In that way, she was much better than the Israelites who complained and murmured after seeing all of that miracles that God did and complained against God and came out against the servant of God who brought them out of bondage. But Rahab didn't have the experience that the rest of the children of Israel had. However, she had faith, greater faith than the rest of the people of Israel. That's why she became the great-grandmother for King David. No one else. No other Israelite woman had that privilege. Rahab did. May God speak to your hearts today, this morning, that the faith God is looking for in order to bring salvation to your household . It lies within you. It truly lies within you. If Rahab was able to save herself and her family with just the little bit of information she heard, she was not there, right there standing, watching Israelites walk through the Red Sea, seeing the land, the sea dry out. No, she was not there, standing right there. She was not standing right there when God drowned Pharaoh and his armies in the middle of the Red Sea. No, she was not there. But she heard. She somehow heard. We don't know who told her. She somehow heard. With that information, she believed in the God of the Hebrews. How much more you can trust in God today? Having the entire Bible in your hand, knowing that this Bible is true, knowing that the Word of God is so true, knowing that every word that God has spoken in His Word really happened, or it will happen. When you understand what God has given to you, you have to place yourself in one of these two categories. Are you among the children of Israel who saw everything, who heard everything, who experienced, who knew their God, yet denied Him in their works? They just died in that wilderness out of unbelief, murmuring and complaining, because they chose not to see the bigger picture. What they were seeing at the moment was much bigger than the promise that God gave. They're constantly looking at themselves. But Rahab, on the other hand, was someone who didn't really witness everything firsthand, but she got the second-hand information, and that was enough for her to believe God for herself and for her family. And she knew that she can escape the coming judgment of God. Whatever you may be going through in your life, whatever situation it might be, God is speaking to your heart this morning. Do you have faith like Rahab did? Will God see you having the faith similar to that of Rahab's faith? Or will He see you like the children of Israel who experienced everything? If someone would ask you, say, I know God, I know He does miracles, I know this. You know, when I was a child, He did this. When I was here, He did this. When I was in college, He did this. Or, you know, or when I was, you know, working, He did this. Or when I had my children, He did this. Or when I had my grandchildren, He did, whatever it is. You can just say all these things, but you're just like the children of Israel. Rejoice when something goes well and complain or cry when things don't go the way you want it to go. God is speaking to hearts today. When you go through trials, be happy. It's a command. Be happy. God says why you should be happy. Read from James chapter 1. If you have not read that, read it. Secondly, God spoke to us today as to how a man or a woman can react in a way that is honoring to God and can see the miracle that even the Israelites missed. Imagine that. Out of all the people in Jericho, only one family got saved. Only one family lived. Only one. And she was responsible for the rest of her family's salvation. Let me tell you another point. She was a woman whom people would consider a weaker vessel. But she was a strong woman, a wise woman. Yes, she had a past. But she came to a point once she heard about this living God. She said, I'm going to live differently. I'm going to leave this life behind. I'm not going to live the way I'm living. I'm going to bring my family into my house just like these two men said. I'm going to stop what I'm doing so that I can live and the rest of my family can live. And whatever her family situation was, and for whatever reason she was the way she was, God turned all that around. All her poverty, all her sins, all her past was erased by God Almighty. God gave her a name, not only in Israel, but a name in His holy book. That is who our God is. That is who our God is. That is who our God is. He did not hide the fact that she was a harlot. God did not. He put it there. That's why even in the genealogy of Jesus Christ, you will see that there. Her past is kept there as her past. I want to emphasize that as her past to show the grace of God, the power of God in the life of a broken woman, in the life of a sinful woman who chose to fully trust God and get rid of her past. She became an Israelite woman, a woman of God. No matter what your life is right now, or whatever it was before, your focus should be God, His work in you, what He can do now and what He can do for you in the future, and how you can live your life for Him. May God speak to your hearts today. Don't despise the day of small beginnings. Whatever God is doing in your life, in your family, in your spouse, no matter how small it may look, those are the most important milestones and beginnings. The lives, the people that God is working, don't despise anyone because they had a past. Don't bring self-righteousness in the picture and put another person down. God hates that. God left all the rest of the women in Israel and put Rahab's name in the genealogy. She was the only woman during her lifetime who had the privilege of getting into the book of all books, the Word of God. That speaks volumes. We have to understand. That speaks volumes. But never think that, oh, this person is too difficult, or that person is too difficult, or this situation is too difficult. That's the liar, Lucifer, who will speak such words. But be a man of faith, a woman of faith, who would not walk by sight, but walk by the knowledge that you have in God. If you don't have, then read the Word. If you think you have, continue to read the Word. We all need to read the Word till the day we die, so our faith can grow stronger and stronger and stronger in the Almighty God. No one can say that, oh, I've arrived in faith. No. Faith is like a tall mountain. The more you climb, the more you'll know you have a lot more faith that you need for all kinds of problems that you face. The faith of God is like a big ocean. We go from faith to faith, strength to strength. As you give yourself over to the Word of God, seeing what God says matters to me, and I will do exactly what God has told me to do. That's what she did. The two men said, make sure you hang this thread. Make sure you close your mouth. Do not tell anyone that we were here. And she said yes. She followed exactly what they said. And God kept His side of the contract, the promise that He made to her through these two men who came from Israel. Shall we close our eyes and look to the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Has God told you to do something? Simply do it. There's great blessing in it. You can't see everything right in front of you. If you can, then it's not faith.
not fate. Every day, the scarlet thread would hang. It was another day that she had to close her mouth. She had this big secret. She had to close her mouth and keep everything in her heart. She had to make big changes in her life, bring all the people here, no longer the way she used to live. She had to tell her father, tell her mother, tell all those people who are not living in their house. You need to get in, you need to get in, you need to get in, so that you don't perish. There's a way that we can all survive. She did it through faith. Be that one woman, one man in your family who would have that faith, strong faith, that would save you and the rest of your household. She was a woman, according to everyone's standards in the Old Testament, and many people's standards, even to this day. She was not somebody who could do something big. Yet, she had something that was precious and priceless before God, which was great faith. She would not give in to the fear that the enemy would bring. She would not give in to the threats that came through the king. No matter how the enemy came to threaten her, to keep her in Jericho so that she could perish with the rest of her people, she was a woman who believed in the God of the Hebrews. Thank you, Jesus. Where is your faith? Where is your faith? No matter how dark your situation may look, never say, I'm not too strong for this, I'm so tired of this, I can't take this anymore. Or I'm so weak, I'm only one person in my family. I'm the only one to fight. Well, be happy, because God has chosen you to be that warrior for your family, to bring the rest of them out of destruction, out of hellfire, out of darkness, into the light of Christ. Don't lament and say, why should I be the one person? Why should I be the person? Why not? Isn't that a privilege? Isn't that a God-given privilege? Well, how many times you said, Lord, use me, Lord, use me. I'll do anything for you. Where's the character for that the Holy Spirit is asking you this morning? Where's the character for that? We can have big desires with very faint heartbeat when it comes for faith. God is speaking to your hearts this morning. Yield yourselves to the working of the Holy Spirit at this hour. Tell the Lord, Lord, if Rahab can be, I can, Lord. I should, Lord. I know you better than Rahab did. I have your whole counsel in a book right next to me. That I'm not in a persecuted nation where Christians are persecuted, that they are not able to hold a copy of the Bible. We even have it on our phones. What a privilege we are able to come together every morning to hear the Word of God, and several times during the week and the evening. Jesus is coming soon. There will come a time where the Word of God that we hear, the way we hear, will become very rare. What you have now, and if you store up, you'll be able to not only survive, but be able to give to those who don't have this precious word. God is preparing you for something far greater. Rahab did not know that she was going to become this great-grandmother that God had in mind because of her faith in God. Anytime you do something extraordinary because you believe God 100%, God does something extraordinary for such people. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the mercy of God. Oh, how God is looking for people whose hearts are loyal towards Him. Oh, how God is looking for people who would fully trust Him. Trust Him. Though she belonged to a different country, she knew that she has to be loyal to this God of the Hebrews that she knows now is more powerful. He alone can save her. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I pray that you'll drive these words of truth that you have given this morning into the hearts of your people. And as your servant, Lord, I pray that you'll break every chain in Jesus' name. Blessed Holy Spirit, that you will touch every heart, every mind, every body this morning. Encourage those who are faint-hearted. May a power descend upon each and every brother, sister, child, Lord, here, who's looking to you for strength and for mercy in their time of need. I pray, Father, may they grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. May they grow, O Lord, in faith. Faith that would impress God Almighty. Faith that would receive commendation from God Almighty. Faith that would receive God's applause. Faith that would transport your people from where they are to where they need to be. Oh, my Father, bless your people, Lord. Bless your people, Father. Bless your people, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for speaking to your people. I pray that you will continue to do your radical work in the lives of your people, Lord, this day and in the days to come. I thank you, Lord, for doing this. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Good Jesus.